You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today, we hear Sophia Johnson interview her father, Jim Johnson, about his career in radio. Jim Johnson is the owner of WDAO, Dayton's first minority-owned and operated radio station.
So tell me, what led you to radio?
Radio is something that has always been at the top of my mind, even as a child. As I was growing up, television had not come of age. Many of the things that we appreciated as far as entertainment and fun kinds of things was over the radio. We would listen to Saturday morning where they had little kid live things, and many of us, as we grew up in our community, would even grab the mop handle and assume that was a microphone and start talking.
Let us also talk about your first job at WDAO Radio. What really led you to WDAO?
Let me take you back to my very first job for Baker Broadcasting. I was scheduled for an interview in Springfield, Ohio. I was late for the appointment because of weather conditions. But I learned from that, that's not a condition to be late. And by the time I got there, the program director had decided not to see me. So I began to leave the station and said to myself, what am I going to do now? Because in those days, there were only a few job opportunities, especially for African Americans being radio announcers. Mm-hmm. So I started driving and I ran across a radio station. And the very top of the hour, they gave the call letters in the city in which the station was located. I said, there's a station in Xenia, Ohio. So I went to a phone booth by a service station and I looked in the phone book, called the station, asked to speak to the program director and or the GM. I was told that the program director was out, so I asked for his name. He said, well, he'll be back to work tomorrow. I said, okay, I'll give Mr. Bracken a call on tomorrow. I convinced him, said, give me a shot. I can blend in. So he said, well, he gave me a shot. The station was signing off the air. It was an FM station at 10 o'clock at night. So they ran a test. They put me on at 11. But I made sure that everyone was aware that I was on because I started passing out flyers. I started calling people. You call somebody. You call this person. Tell them I'm on the air. So I was on the air from 11 till midnight. And before I left the station after 8.5 years, I became the operations manager. And my shift had expanded.
Now, I recall growing up watching you do radio, watching you take us with you as you would do broadcast. And actually, as a kid, it was very fascinating. And because of that, I believe that my siblings and I have grown to really enjoy radio. And as a result, we've all had the pleasure, the four of us, of being involved in what you do.
Well, you know, early on, I heard you mention and you asked the question, what led me to ownership? What led me there, if I can tie that in at this time,
sure.
Was the fact that I was getting a lot of phone calls from different companies across the country once I was at WDAO. And I kept saying to myself, wait a minute, I've always wanted to be in an ownership role. I didn't want to be caught later in life with it woulda, coulda, shoulda. So what?
You knew that back then?
Then that's what I wanted to do ultimately,
okay.
But I didn't have a plan. So I picked up the phone and I called the chairman of the boards and said, if the day should come when you want to sell these stations, I'd like to go on record as a person interested in buying them. He said, well, let me call you back. So he did call me back. We met in Washington, D.C. at the airport, and I took a guy with me who had been a franchise person. Keep in mind, I've never negotiated anything like this before in my life. So once I got to Washington, D.C., and I met with Mr. Stoner, we talked, and he gave me a price of $1 million or so, and I know I didn't have $1 million. And so I used the one line that I knew of, and I said, is anything negotiable? So he said, hold it. Everything is negotiable. So then he began to talk, and he bumped my knee, so I shut up. But anyway, later we ended up with the radio station, and I'm very proud because it's an opportunity to serve and create opportunities for employment and growth and development for so many people.
That was Jim Johnson, owner of WDAO in Dayton, with his daughter, Sophia Johnson. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.